Dear listeners, welcome to the podcast of the European Reference Network GuardHeart, the ERN of rare and complex heart diseases in both adult and pediatric patients across the European Union. Today in the spotlight, our member center, Gregorio Marañón from Madrid. Our guests are Dr. Maria Espinosa, cardiologist, and Ana Fernandez Avila. She is a biologist specialized in genetics. Good morning. Ana, can you tell us briefly about your city, about Madrid?
Yes, of course. Madrid, as you probably know, is the capital of Spain. It has a population of around 7 million of people and is the second largest city of Europe, as you already for sure know. The city is located in the center of Spain. And one thing that I think maybe is not so well known is that apart from everything you can expect from a big capital in Europe, Madrid is surrounded by a beautiful landscape of mountains, so you can escape and relax in the nature or even skiing in winter. The city has a very interesting cultural life. Also, one thing that we usually say is that if you ever come to Madrid, you are already from Madrid. And I think is the sentence summarizes very well the way of being of people who live here. We are also very proud of our health service. As an example, there are several hospitals in Spain, including ours, with recognized national and international quality accreditation. You all are more than welcome to visit us.
Thank you, Ana. Maria, can you tell us something about your hospital and what is your main focus?
Yes, of course. So first of all, thank you very much for this opportunity to show all of you how we work in our hospital. It's a pleasure for us to be here today. So I will say some words about our hospital and then about our unit. Hospital Gregorio Marañón is one of the biggest hospitals in Spain. We are more than 800,000 professionals working for the patients. And our center has around 1,200 beds for inpatients, and we can cover almost all medical and surgical pathologies. It is a university hospital, so training is very important for us, and clinical and translational research is organized through our institute. Obviously, the quality of care and patient safety is a must for us. As an example, we last year were accredited by the Joint Commission International. And in particular, our adult cardiology department, where I belong, covers all diagnoses and therapies for cardiovascular diseases, including advanced heart failure and cardiac transplant. We work very closely as well with the pediatric cardiology department, which also take care of all children heart diseases, including complex congenital patients and heart transplant. In particular, our inherited cardiovascular unit became a national referral center in 2012. We are lucky here as both adult cardiologists and pediatric cardiologists work together. We are both specialized in inheritance cardiac conditions, and we both teams work in the unit. We try to focus not only in the patients, but in the families. We think this is a very important issue. Try to work always with the families. At present, we run daily outpatient clinics. We have evaluated more than 2,000 families since we started with the program. And genetic tests are also performed in our institution.
Thank you, Maria. And why did you become a member of the ERN, and in which thematic areas are you?
Thanks, Inge. So we became full members of the ERN very recently in 2022, particularly in the area of cardiomyopathies. Actually, we still consider ourselves, if you allow me to say this, as new arrivals to the ERN. We joined to the ERN because we think that in the field of rare diseases, it is essential to work in net to improve our knowledge and to improve the care of the patients and the families. We think that for us, it is also in research and to learn every minute. I think it's an essential the net for us.
And can you say something about what you can contribute to the ERN?
As recently we have become new members of the ERN, we think we can contribute with our clinical experience as we follow many patients and families with rare heart conditions. So we can believe we can contribute to the ERN with the registries that are actually running. We think that collecting big data of rare diseases will make us to improve as a whole. We can also collaborate in international projects, and we would like to contribute to patients' education through the ERN.
Yes, great. And Anna, may I ask you, what do you expect from the ERN?
Yeah, thank you. We think that within this ERN, we will bring us the opportunity to do data integration and even to discuss patients, because we think it's essential to successfully study these rare diseases. So we do expect to create new relations that will help us to treat our patients at the end.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. And then I have also some personal questions to the both of you. Anna, I can start with you maybe. You told us you were a biologist. Where did you train, and who was your most important mentor?
Yeah, thank you. Yes, I am a biologist. I'm coming from another area, animal genetics. So I did my degree in Madrid and my thesis in the Instituto Nacional de Investigaciones Agrarias, working with animal and plants in genetics and genomics. Later, I did my postdoc in Sweden, and I came back to Madrid. And after some years, I had the opportunity to come here to the hospital, working with Dr. Maria Ángeles Espinosa and Dr. Ayoti and Dr. Bermejo, who is actually the head of the adult cardiology department. I have learned with him that multidisciplinary collaboration between colleagues and science areas, scientific areas, is essential for quality research.
Mm-hmm. And Maria, where did you train, and who was your most important mentor?
Yeah, thank you, Nikki, for the question. So I did my cardiology training here as well in Madrid, in this hospital. As I described before, this is an university hospital. So I did the cardiology residence in Hospital Gregorio Marañón. Then I did a fellowship for 1 year in London in 2013 at the Heart Hospital that by that time, the Heart Hospital belonged to the UCL College London Hospital. I learned about inherited conditions there with Professor McKenna and Professor Elliott, between others. I also had the chance to work with Professor Moon at the magnetic resonance cardiac imaging there. And then I came back to Madrid, and since then I've been working here in my hospital. Regarding research training, just like Anna was previously explaining, Dr. Bermejo, who actually runs the adult cardiology department, has been for both of us a mentor. We have learned many things related to research with him, specifically that collaboration between colleagues is essential to get quality research.
Thank you. And then I have it's a little bit a difficult question, and it's a broad question. What was your most important lesson learned? Let me start with Maria.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is quite a difficult question. Maybe there is not only one answer, but if I had to choose, I think that in medicine and especially in rare conditions, I've learned that you should never take anything for granted. So we have many examples, for instance, in genetics. Initially, we thought many conditions were only monogenic diseases, and now polygenic inheritance is an evidence. And previously, we have considered many variants as pathogenic. And now, with more information, we have learned to be very cautious when interpreting genetic results. This is just an example. As doctors, I think this is something we have to learn to young people. We have to make questions to ourselves constantly And this is a good way to improve knowledge. Another important lesson I think I've learned in all these years is that we need collaboration with other teams. This is essential because sharing data is very important to improve our knowledge.
Thank you. And Anna, can you tell us about your most important lesson learned?
Well, apart of what Maria says, I'm totally agree. I think everything is getting more complex. Even if today we have a lot of information, the information is much larger than some years ago. This means that the complexity for the analysis and the interpretation of the results is even more complex. So my lesson learned is you have to study and to learn every day, almost.
Yes, thank you. Then something about sports. What is your favorite sport, Anna?
For me, swimming and cycling will be the most my favorite one. But Madrid is not easy. But as I said before, we have some landscape around Madrid that is good to do this kind of sport, swimming and cycling.
I think so. And Maria, do you have a favorite sport?
Yes. Well, if I had to choose, I probably would say that hiking. So I actually live in the outskirts of Madrid and I have two little kids. So I think it's a good thing with them to go outside and do some hiking and enjoy landscape and nature. Yeah.
Yes, great. And do you have a favorite holiday destination as well, Maria?
Well, I like to travel quite a lot. I have to say that with a young family, it's not so easy. But we try to travel as much as we can. I think it's a good lesson for everyone in life. And also when we stay here at home, we try to look for quiet places with the kids. So I think you need sometimes to relax and to think that it is also a very important issue.
Yes, thanks. And Anna, do you have a favorite holiday destination?
Yeah, more or less it's the same as Maria said, but I have some places that are my preferred ones that are in Sweden, Norway, and Finland, because I did my postdoc there and I enjoy a lot. So for me, it's the best place for going on summer holidays.
Spending your time in Scandinavia.
Exactly.
Great. Great. Thanks a lot to both of you. Thank you for the interview. And also, I would say thanks to our listeners for today's podcast and hope to meet you later again. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.